In this week's episode, we chat about Danny hurting his minge, Willy Wonka scamming Wayne's in Glasgow, and where the fuck Kate Middleton is. Let's go. Welcome. It's been a hot minute. Am I testing? I'm in. Yes. How the fuck are we, troops?
I'm good, mate. Who are you with?
I am with the usual doppers. It's been so long. Nathaniel, Beddingfield, and Mr. J. How the fuck are we, boys?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How's you? You well?
I am fantastic.
I know. We've not been... Remember at the start of the year, I was like, let's be super consistent with
we're
the
podcast. We're going to do 100 episodes!
We're going to get 100 episodes. And it's the end of February and we've done... Three this year. Can't remember. But aye, it's good to be back in the booth, back in a hot seat.
But it's not through badness or not wanting to do it. We've just been busy guys. Do you know what I mean?
Busy guys. But we can't use that excuse for the next
it
time.
No.
Monthly episodes inbound. Fucking keeps the people guessing, but I always actually get DMs if I share something about the podcast, being like, oh, you still doing this? When we take like a little bit of like a 2-3-4 week hiatus every now and then.
Potential month.
You need to like, I mean, remember guys, we're bringing fucking serious gold here. And that just, you know what I mean? It's all about quality, innit? It's all about quality, not quantity.
It's just true.
I was really looking forward to today.
You pushed today.
I need to take like tactical breaks, like because last year you were like fucking podcast down their throats, fucking like that, and I was like, whoa, I need to fucking take.
But it worked because the audience grew to the significant size that it is just now.
At least 1 million followers.
At least minimum 1 million an episode, which is pretty fucking spectacular.
Quite good, isn't it?
But I do. I need to. Like, I'm like that. I just need to like sight. It keeps me engaged. Go fucking rapid at it. Take a wee step off. Go rapid at it. Take a wee step off. But like, we're all fucking here. We're all fucking. Back in the booth. Hey.
Reminds me of Danny's video, actually.
Danny's video?
Yeah, video made about running.
Foot one.
About blowing your load too quickly.
Aye.
Going too fast. But on that, I know we'll probably get to that at some point, but your content's been good recently.
Cheers, bro.
Like, I like it.
It's been a noticeable shift in it. What do you think's kind of brought it on?
How it just naturally kind of happened. Uh-huh. Like it just naturally was like what I'm already doing, what I actually know about, what I'm interested in, and that was kind of what I know about.
Do you find it easier?
Aye, takes 2 seconds.
Yeah. That's because I
was there something magical in the bathwater that
it was pretty much since that point.
So well, because I remember because I used to have I found content quite easy to do because of that, because it's the stuff that you're doing anyway and it's the problems that you've had, so you can speak. And that's why I always thought previously when the majority of your clients, Evan, were like women, mm-hmm. I was like, if that was me, obviously you did a great job of it.
Thank
because you.
You
had all the testimonials and all the what do you call that,
proof
that you could help people in that position. Whereas for me, I'd be like, I find it quite hard to relate. So that's why I find it super easy that if you coach a version of you from 5 years ago, it's the easiest person to coach.
I am actually a middle-aged woman who struggles with weight loss in a 32-year-old rugby player's body.
That's true. I know, I want to be careful. Like I didn't want to identify you too quick. Do you know what I mean?
Please don't ever assume.
You know, I know. Evelyn Middleton.
But yeah, I think it's been absolutely fucking stellar so far, Dan. So fucking podcast well done for you.
Well done, Danny.
Podcast well done.
You're doing good, mate. Cheers, you're doing good. Back running as well. It's good to
I'll
see you, man.
It's been good.
How is injury?
I feel I've got a good kind of system of managing it. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't say it's like...
What was it? So funny?
I think it was pretty much a sore minge. that was the diagnosis of the doctor.
What's wrong with you saying a minge?
You're on a date. I said a minge. fuck knows. I think it was probably shin splints, but you hear shin splints and you think, grow up, go and run, you've just got shin splints. The worst things I've ever had rang with my lower half. Really? Fucking but horrendous, man. It feels like somebody's volleying a shin, right? And you've had to just like run right after it.
I've never really had shin splints before.
They're not nice, man.
See, when you say shin splints, people, exactly what you're saying, I fucking grow up.
Grow up, do you know,
the real name for shin splints is medial tibial stress syndrome, which sounds a lot more serious.
You've got, because mate, it's the posterior tibialis in mine that was like fucked, and like, it's just weakness, but like, you need to address it. We need to address it. So like, people just rest and leave it. But I've been like hands on massaging and strengthening the area. So even though like, I feel it a little bit, it's just kind of, it never goes above a 2 out of 10 pain. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to take a bit of time. Like,
you just were using a lot of big words there. I fell asleep like half of
the muscles that basically run
medial,
in the
medial, tibial, glucose.
The muscles that run in the inside posterior part of your shin. But it's like, it's getting stronger. It's actually getting more chunkier, bigger, the same as the
girthy,
right,
girthy.
There was nothing there.
You get girthy tibs?
Getting girthy. So, you have lacked
girth most of your life, to be fair.
Aye, this is me now just kind of getting into my adulthood and that. Yeah. I feel what I've...
Girth season.
I'm girthed up, aye. So, it's been good. I've got the aloe half in 2 weeks. I done 18K, yes, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And it obviously sound. I've not done any speed work since the start of December. So my plan has just literally been all my kind of lactate, all my threshold work on that has been in the gym. So I'm just like still ticking the boxes with bits like an echo bike and assault bike, fucking ski, whatever. And then just hitting the miles with my legs so that Alawa comes up and I can still fucking put the foot down last 7K and just...
Fucking hell.
If I blow up, I blow up.
You blow your load, lad. Aye. How's your body feeling? It's been a little bit of a break in rugby and stuff like that.
Shite.
Is it?
Falling a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be recovering now.
Nah, it's just kind of a constant state of I feel good and then deteriorates and I feel good and then deteriorates. Looking forward to the season finishing and then my body will not be sore. It will be sore, but it'll be less sore. I'm old as hell.
Last season then.
Well, do you know what? Actually, fucking might be.
Fucking last podcast, you're like, Tom 40. Tell me he's 40.
Nah, he's talking shite.
You never get rid of me. Like, I'll be that fucking...
You'll be the old guy.
Old cunt, doesn't he train, just shows up to second 15 games.
Nah. And then will you wait and somebody telling you that's it? It's time, or how will you know?
Do you know... I actually don't fucking know, man. I've been thinking about it a lot recently, like what I want for the next, because I reckon I've only got 4 good seasons left in me. Before you need to take me out the back and shoot me. Mm-hmm. But 4 good seasons, so I'm kind of trying to think, what the fuck do I want for these seasons? Like, how do I want to? And we've got 4 games left, right? So that will take us up to the end of April. And then it'll be summer, so we'll have a fucking 2.5 month break or something, and it'll be back into pre-season. That's not long enough, man. I probably need 4 or 5 months of just...
Wembley not happening this year then?
Yeah, right. Wembley's not happening.
Wembley's not happening.
Wembley
fucking
is not happening.
Wembley did not happen.
Therefore, my season is over.
Jordan's season was over before fucking Christmas.
When's the last game you played?
Before Christmas.
Why?
I don't know. I had a bunch of shit on. I was away a bunch of weekends. I would have actually played that game.
Uh-huh. I wish you did.
But I was away. I was away in St Andrews with the fam because I actually intended on playing, and then I was actually going to take a bit of a break now because the Open's coming up. So I was going to play, but then I'm like, fucking...
Are you taking part in the Open?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that. It's class. It's so good. Are you going to do it?
Aye, of course.
Good, man.
This is going to be your first Open?
Second one. Well, I didn't register last year, but I've done it.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% doing it. It's fucking, it's class. It's so much fun. And obviously it's the next, doing the 3 workouts in the Open is the thing that qualifies you into quarterfinals. Mm. And then if you do quarterfinals, you do well, takes you to semis, you do well at semis, you go to the games. My season will end after quarters.
After quarters?
Yeah.
pretend I'm an idiot. Uh-huh. Right, you'll be pretending.
That's not quite hard.
Explain the 3 workouts and how they work, because I don't know anything.
Yeah,
I don't know anything. Open
every single year round about the end of February. It used to be 5 weeks, but for 3 consecutive weeks they announce a workout every Thursday evening. So they release the workout on a Thursday evening. You've got till Monday to do it. You can do it as many times as you want. And then essentially when you enter the Open, you pay, I don't know, the $20, you're kind of thrusted into the worldwide leaderboard. So mm-hmm. There's leaderboards for the gym, there's leaderboards for worldwide. There's leaderboards for your age category, what job you do. Like, you can really kind of compare yourself to as many things as you want, yourself from last year. And basically what they do is they do a big announcement. They get games athletes in, and they do a bit of an announcement for the workout. You don't know what the workouts are until the day. Mm-hmm. So it's all kind of like CrossFit, randomised, whatever. And then, yeah, you just fucking have at it. Normally gyms do like a big hype thing on like Friday Night Lights or Saturday, where they run like a kind of big... They make a big deal of it because mm-hmm. it is good and it's really good. You do see, especially at base, and I'm sure most other gyms kind of have a similar sort of setup, but it's a good vibe mm-hmm. and it's a good atmosphere when everybody's in there trying their best. And the thing is as well, so the workout gets released, but there's also a scaled version of it too. So if you're brand new to CrossFit, you mm-hmm. can like do the scaled version.
You can still take part.
So you can still take part. So anyone can literally take part in it, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep your top on?
No. No, absolutely
before you even
not.
Start that. There's like 80% of like base will do it.
Oh, probably more.
Maybe more, but it's the same with most gyms. Like, people fucking get involved, so
yeah,
and people love it,
and it's a good marker too. And I think just for someone who's like, say, the avid competitor and wants to compete at local competitions or wants to try and go to quarterfinals and stuff like that, it's obviously like a bit of a marker to see, like, did you improve from last year? Right, you were like 5,000th in the world this year. Can you be 4,000th? Or do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So most of the times people's placings are like a lot lower than that, but just as a general view. But it's also like a, if you're not a competitor, if you're someone that's just like goes to the gym to be healthy, mm-hmm. like if my dad went, for example, he can be like, right, okay, was I fitter than what I was last year? It's not about being like top in the world. It's not about being in a certain percentile. It's like, am I better than what I was last year? So it's a great way to actually like track and measure your progress, which a lot of people get hung up about within CrossFit because it can be so random mm-hmm. and like you're not doing the same thing all the time. But
I've got a question for you as well, right? So see the cunts that get to actually go to the games, right? Obviously they're fit as fuck, mm-hmm. right? What makes them different from like you, for example? Like, what do they have that you don't?
A lot more muscle mass and a lot more lung capacity.
Yeah, but surely see
and a higher tolerance for pain. It's weird, right? So there's so many levels to it, mm-hmm. but I think the easiest way to think about that is that look at any other professional sport. Mm-hmm. So like you can be a boxer, for example, mm-hmm. and you can go to a boxer size class.
Mm-hmm. Which
the same way that someone could go to a CrossFit class. Yep. Right? They're using it as a form of fitness to get better. Mm-hmm. Or you have Canelo, mm-hmm. right? And then you look at the levels from Canelo to that person. You could almost mirror that from like, if you look at, rugby, any sport, Matt Fraser to Canelo, and then you just drop the tiers back. What makes them different? Is mm-hmm. it their speed? Is it their accuracy? Is it the way that they train? Is it like just essentially how fit are they? Like it's the sport of fitness essentially. Mm-hmm. So like the fitter you are, the better you are. And there's a lot of levels to it. There's like a lot of levels to it. It's quite frightening actually. I remember last year, me and Andy did a workout from semi-finals. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously a step after quarterfinals. So me and Andy both did quarterfinals. Andy did really well. He was top 10 in Scotland. So like...
Shout out Andy.
He was within, in that term in that bracket of fitness, how CrossFit describes fitness, Andy was inside the top 10 people in Scotland mm-hmm. in terms of the sport of fitness, which is, he's a pretty fit dude. We did a workout called Linda, which is basically 10 down to 1. And it was a version of Linda, 10 down to 1, dumbbell bench, deadlifts and squat cleans at a certain weight that you do. Normally you would do it at, what is it? I think it's like in correlation to your body weight, but it was a semi-finals event, so they just set the weights as like a certain mm-hmm. thing. And we did the women's weights. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's do the women's weights. Let's see how quick we can do it. Let's see if we can, like, where we're at, like, in compared to semi-final women. Both of us get time capped.
So really?
Every woman, I think maybe bar one or two, every woman on the floor at semi-finals was stronger and fitter than me and Andy in the gym. which was very humbling. Mm-hmm. So the levels are huge.
There's fucking levels.
There's fucking levels. Like, we got time capped. And like, you'd like to think as well, it's more of like a strength based event. Mm-hmm. So like, guys are typically stronger than women. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking come at me with pitchforks, right? Typically that is the case. Not in this case though. Not in this case. They were both fitter and stronger, and it was quite humbling, and I was quite embarrassed, but we move.
That's fucking clear. That's fucking sick, man.
So there you go. But yeah, do that, and then hopefully make it through to quarterfinals, do quarterfinals, good weekend. And then the quarterfinals are just one weekend, five or six workouts mm-hmm. packed into the one weekend. And then that's probably where my season will end. And then, yeah.
Do you have aspirations? This is turning into a CrossFit podcast, sorry.
As I know.
Do you have aspirations to like get to the semis? Is that a thing that you could do?
Is it a thing I could do? I think I could do anything.
That's a good answer.
But probably not. I'm getting quite old. Do I think that if I fully committed myself and in a team with two other good, very, very, very fit women and one other very, very fit man and go as a team because of mm-hmm. team competitions? Yeah, I reckon so. But am I going to do that? Probably not.
What is your now?
29.
You get 7 years until you're a master.
Six years, 35.
6 years, train for 6 years, mate. Train really hard.
I know. Train really hard.
Train.
Eat really clean. I never give up.
I like that.
That was good.
Yeah. Anyway, CrossFit
what
podcast.
What are we talking about? So what's been happening? What's on the news?
We lost
news
fucking all of our listeners, by the way. We lost all of our listeners.
I know. There was an immersive Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
Tell me about it.
Right, hold on. So we went for a coffee before this and you just brought this up. And we said, like, let's cut off the conversation so we can save it for the podcast. I know nothing of this.
And I know little. Evan knows more than all three.
We maybe know the same amount. I don't know. Right.
You put your bit in if I hang.
Right. So basically, from what I have gathered from social media and stuff, this was like an event aimed at children, and it was supposed to be. It was actually marketed using AI. So see, all the imagery and everything was all AI generated. And it looked like, well, what you would imagine, like a immersive Willy Wonka experience, fucking candy canes and all that other stuff. And as soon as it's marketed at kids, parents go with the kids, and it was like, I don't know, I'm making up, fucking 30 quid a ticket or something. And it was essentially like an empty warehouse. And have you seen it? Have you seen a picture of it?
I'm looking at it now.
An empty warehouse in like fucking Glasgow or somewhere. I don't know where it was. With like posters on the walls, and then people dressed up in like shite masks and stuff. And basically, there was this guy. I don't know what his name is. It was his. The idea was his brainchild. Is that a saying? And basically, if you dig into him and dig into his past, he's like into like get rich quick schemes and stuff. And like basically he's fucking recording videos about here's the 5 tips to how to get rich and stuff. And basically what happened is he's going to scam all these people and fucking run away with the money.
But am I right? Like Wee Wayne's turned up and
Wee Wayne's
they were getting
up.
Frightened and they were crying and all
comedian.
That.
No, wait, sorry, that's the wrong thing. Stand-up comedian hired to play Willy Wonka at the wildly criticised Willy Wonka or Willy's Chocolate Experience.
Willy's
Silence.
But was it somebody's like back garden? Is it no? And was there no like, fucking junkies there and all that? They got jumped in masks and they were getting one jelly bean each. The kids and they're all so greeting.
This is the act. So the actor that was hired to play Willy Wonka, right? This is it. He broke his silence. That's the fucking picture. Uh-huh. Let's see if we can flash that up on the thing.
Fitness.
I'm constantly applying for more acting jobs and comedy work. Then I got a phone call saying, congratulations, you're going to play Willy Wonka. We will send you over the script and dress rehearsal. We'll send you over the script and dress rehearsals tomorrow. The script was 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish of me just monologuing these mad things. At the end of my monologue, I was supposed to suck up to the unknown man. I was supposed to suck up the unknown man with a vacuum cleaner. I asked them if they had a vacuum cleaner and they said, yeah, we haven't really got there yet, so just improvise.
Yeah, that's absolutely fucking wild. But see, look at, there's a picture of it, right? Can you see that?
You
the AI generated
thing.
and then what actually fucking happened. See, if I'd go off my fucking nut. Like,
you take
I'd,
away
be, I'd be booting Oompa Loompas. Like, fuck you. £30 for a ticket. And then, do you know,
oh my God, there's people like falling and stuff.
Well, supposedly it just went crazy.
Just absolute shit show, man. But it's absolutely 35-30. So the event organizer, House of Illuminati, which charged up to £35 for tickets, promised an immersive experience based on Warner Bros. Film Wonka, which stars Timothy blah blah blah. Absolutely fucking mental. How'd you come back for that? So see if you're the guy that like scammed everybody. In what fucking planet do you think you're going to get away with that? People are going to come into an empty warehouse
don't care, man.
With people dressed up as Oompa Loompas.
Aye. Who are all 6 foot tall.
I know.
What did the... people phone the police? The fuck are the police going to do? Like, do you know what I mean?
Pay for a shite thing. And it was shite. Like,
fuck. What are the police going to do?
You paid for a shite thing. And it was shite. You got exactly what you paid for. But see, even... Do you know... the massive red flags. See the posters and stuff, how they were like AI. You can look at it and tell that's an AI-generated poster.
Not an actual person.
It's not an actual person. All that sort of stuff. But there's fucking spelling mistakes and stuff on... I don't know why... Do you guys know why AI does that? And it spells things wrong? Like, in... Like no. When it
but
generates
then you
pictures
say it and
stuff,
goes, oh, thanks for letting me know and stuff like that.
Oh, it makes people's hands funny too. Oh. Like, see if you think something's an AI generated picture, like the look at the hands.
The hands are funny. So obviously, not get his head around that or whatever.
It was billed as a celebration of chocolate in all its delightful forms, but ended up being a tragic tale worthy of an Oompa Loompa song.
That's fucking absolutely fucking bonkers.
Police were called to the venue in Glasgow last weekend after furious families who'd spent hundreds of pounds on Willy Wonka's or Willy's chocolate experience complained it left an awful taste in their mouths. No pun intended.
John Norris was good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Fucking Willy Wonka.
Fucking Willy Wonka.
I had no idea about this.
I know, but it was an absolute fucking Twitter storm. And like, it's one of those things just out of fucking nowhere. Obviously, we'd have no fucking idea. Like, do you know, you could actually maybe get like caught up taking Hattie to that just because she's at that kind of age.
Mate, absolutely. That would fucking petrify children, wouldn't it?
But have you seen
there was a guy with a mask and all that,
like,
and he was
crawling under tables and all that.
The wee kids are screaming and all
that. Absolutely. But see, imagine you're an actor and you're getting paid to fucking do that. You'd be like, what the fuck am I doing? Why have I got a mask? Why am I under a table in a warehouse screaming at children?
Aye.
Like, absolutely fucking mad.
And at what point in Willy Wonka is there that guy where I'm screaming at people and shouting?
I don't fucking know. You had something that you wanted to chat about. We'll move on.
Did I?
Yes, you did. The thing that you said, the natural evolution of personal trainers.
Well, I'm on Twitter right now. More footage of the leaked Willy Wonka experience, and then it's a video of two gypsies fighting in the back of a moving truck.
You know where that's going to end.
Oh, what the fuck, man. As I'm on here, before we'll get on to that, because let's stay on the topic of fun banter. I'm on Twitter
crack.
Now, right? And it's there's a thing talking about Kate Middleton.
Yes.
Right, so it's tied in with this Willy. Is it tied in with this Willy Wonka experience? Right, no, I think it's just someone. It's came up in the same tweet.
So,
what is that?
So, apparently, right, so Kate Middleton's went fucking walkabouts the now.
What do you mean?
So, I'm literally going to type into Twitter Kate Middleton, cousin Kate.
Right. She's went missing.
Aye, well, so like. Twitter currently trying to figure out why Kate Middleton is missing or in hiding, wondering what happened to him at the Glasgow. Is that the thing that you've seen at the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience? But basically, she's not been at any events and all that. And then William had to leave a royal fucking thing that he had to do for family reasons, right? So the chain of thought or what I've been reading from all the fucking conspiracy things is that it's something to do with like all the fucking New World Order all dying. So like Thingy Rothschild's died, Prince Charles has got cancer, all this sort of stuff. So she's like, something's maybe happened in the background. She's distancing herself. Is she actually sick? Is she hiding? What's kind of going on with that? But that's been the fucking...
Where do you find all this stuff out?
Mate, because honestly,
I pay attention. See, when I say I pay attention to any news, zero. I digest nothing except stuff that Sarah tells me. And then she was telling me that this morning.
Sarah is
and
the oracle.
I was like, Sarah, I don't want to know about Willy Wonka, right? But then when she left the car to go to work, I was like, what the fuck was she just telling me there? Willy Wonka, jelly beans and Wayne's greeting and all that, right? Then I phoned my sister just to see how wee Bailey was. And she starts telling me about it. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is
so
going
they
on?
Think that Kate Middleton is just like gone missing.
Right.
Gone but fucking missing, not showing up. Is she broke
but
who, up
with who's
William?
Saying this, but because like these.
Well, for me, I'm getting off of Twitter, which is obviously the oracle so of all things
bedroom,
news.
Like, goes missing.
Let's play with some theories. Has there been theories that have been floated out there? Because I don't know anything about this, but I think I've got some already.
You think you've got some already?
Yeah,
what are
yeah,
your theories?
Probably. Well, have you seen like these mad videos where they talk about like say someone that's like a prolific figure in the public eye, but it's not actually them, it's like a clone version of them. So have you ever seen anything like this? Right, have you ever seen
Biden?
Yeah, so they're like, so they show a picture of Biden for like 20 years ago,
and
right,
they compare
it to now, and they look, obviously you age a little bit, but like
ears are
in different places, eyes are in different places, nose are in different places. What if they're just like trying to make a clone version of her.
And it's went wrong.
Aye.
Where's the tinfoil hats?
We've killed her.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've not got a clone.
Exactly. Like, what if she's dead, right? What if they killed her off? Fuck, we need to get a clone sorted.
Aye.
That clone's getting COVID or something. We need to get another one. You know what I mean?
I've
maybe.
Like seven clones off fighting.
Exactly.
Maybe they've all started scrapping.
Then
if they go in and kill all the... Now they've got none. Who knows, man?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. It could be that.
Could be something like that.
But I think that, aye, fuck knows, man. I'm like you, Danny. Katie will tell me something, or Heavens tell me something. I'm like, what? I guess in Willy Wonka is a beast. What's going on here,
I
man?
Just get all this stuff to Twitter, which is the... the last untouched, that's the cunt with the mask. The last untouched social media platform. That's absolutely fucking ridiculous.
I know, bro.
Fuck's sake.
Bye. Fuck Kate Middleton. Fuck Cousin Kate.
Exactly. Why is she called Cousin Kate?
Evan Middleton.
Ah, are you a royal? Are you related to the royal?
Distantly, yes.
Distantly?
Mm. Yeah, I've not been to Kensington in a while.
Have you not?
Damn.
No.
Well, you get royal ties, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Big man thing.
Do you ever think about that, like getting your heritage done or something like that? Just to
I seen a thing and it was like, there was a former FBI agent says it's one of the last things you want to do to like protect your safety.
Seriously?
Because there's been things that have been used...
Against
you in like court and stuff like that because related
to somebody
because you or whatever.
Was it not like aunt or deck was related to what's the big old fat king?
Henry?
Something.
you're spreading a lot of misinformation on this podcast.
No, I swear, it was Deck that is related to
Kate Middleton's a lizard. Deck's related to King Henry.
I swear to God.
And
I don't know if this is a conspiracy. I think this could probably be true. Matthew McConaughey and the guy, Woody Harrelson.
Our brothers?
Mm-hmm. Is it Woody Harrelson? Is that
Woody
his name?
Harrelson,
yeah. Or like brothers potentially. So apparently like...
His dad like...
Was split up from his mum and he was fucking around about where Matthew's mum would have been at the time and all that sort of stuff. And apparently, yeah, but they don't want to do a DNA test just in case it is true. But if you look at them side by side, mate, you can tell.
And have you watched?
They do shows that they not do True Detective.
True Detective,
that's
what I was going to say.
Yeah, but no, they speak about this. This isn't just a conspiracy. They've spoken about this.
Apparently, Matthew McConaughey's dad had a heart attack. And while he was doing the nasty with Matthew McConaughey's mum. And then as he was being stretched out, the mum was like, don't cover him up. Show him. Show him to the world. Because apparently he was fucking hung like a... like a fucking...
of course.
Like a Jordan. He was fucking...
He's hung like a Jordan.
Full
Michael.
Mast.
Michael Jordan, yeah, not Jordan Green.
He was full mast. And aye.
There we go.
But so I heard that now. But it was him saying it though.
Actually.
It was him. Well, not him.
Look at him. You can see it.
Can you?
Aye. I think so.
All right.
The True Detective, they two were dynamite.
I never watched it.
Watched that second season's a bit meh.
Because they change the people, don't they?
But then I think they're going, I'm sure they're going back and then a season with them or something like that. Oh.
They're making a TV show about the movie Gentleman.
Aye. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Coming out in March.
Sick film. Week. So they're making a TV series of it. I don't know who.
Henry Cavill's in it.
Aye.
Doesn't always
Gustavo
work.
Gustavo Fring's in it, isn't he? I've seen he's in it.
Theo James.
Don't know.
Guy's in Divergent and stuff. Divergent. He's in it.
What other name can you come up with?
Michael Fassbender.
I don't know who that is.
Fassbender.
Like Fassbender.
Aye. That's really funny.
You're a bender.
You can't say that.
Can you not?
I don't know.
We'll find it.
I used to be, I used to be so worried about that sort of stuff about like, offending people in the podcast. I don't care now.
Do you not?
Yeah, I'm a dad.
Go and say something.
Family. Yeah. You thought I was going to say something else that rhymes with maggot. But I didn't actually
thought you were going to say fat. Oh, you took that a wild turn there.
Yes, I did. Do you know your first podcast back's always going to be a little bit fried, isn't it?
People were saying they thought it was going to be me cancelling us. It's Steph-o. It's Ev now.
I know. I'm a dad now. I don't care.
It could be Ev.
I don't care.
So what else is happening, Ev?
Not a lot, just intrusive thoughts.
How's baby Cora? I don't know what much.
Little tiny child is fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel she's done this at the start.
Probably.
A bit fucking, we're freestyling, aren't we? Really, really good. Really, really good. We went to get a childminder sorted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. For like, because you need to like, book months in advance.
Let's put her in nursery or something like that.
Yeah, so the kind of option that we had was nursery or a childminder, or we can still kind of do both.
Get in nursery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no.
She'll learn quicker.
Yeah.
Well, Hattie's never been to nursery.
She's quite a smart child.
Smarter than me.
Hattie's, she's got better handwriting than you.
She can literally string a better sentence together than I can.
She's so cute. Get
5 in Spanish.
But no, childminder in Cambuslang seems really sound. House is lovely as well.
Well, so you drop her off at the gaff?
Drop her off at the gaff. She'll take her till like 5-6 o'clock. Pick her up. Aye.
Really?
And it works out. I think it's working out cheaper than nursery.
Really?
And but then she's getting like the kind of like there's only like 3 kids.
Aye.
At the one time.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing. Like Tuesday, Thursday, then hopefully. One of the parents or our parents can take her. But Amanda's still maternity till November or something like that.
Yeah.
So this is you just looking ahead,
mate. They're all everywhere, nurseries, all that, like
all
booked months and months and months in advance. You need to get get this sorted.
A wee business model for them to listen. If you want to start a nursery,
I ran the numbers. By the way,
numbering
mega.
Mega.
Yeah. Mega.
What's the kind of general weekly, monthly? What is that?
Sure. Think even like
you could spend like $1,000 a month easy on nursery.
What?
Yeah. Defos. Yeah.
What? Uh-huh. Someone's in nursery full time, probably talking G.
And the council don't help at all with that?
Not until the three.
Not until the three, but they're starting it. It's 2 in England.
Is it?
Yeah, well, that's starting.
Because we actually had to apply for Hattie's nurseries then now, and really? We had no idea. And we actually had fucking no clue. Nobody tells you this stuff.
No.
I was like, Katie told me in the car. And I was like, when do you need to do it? She's like, by the end of this month. And I went, what? February, the 29th. You need to have this fucking sorted. She's like, yeah.
The day?
Today, basically. Fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's mad. The thing is, nobody tells you.
Nah.
You don't know any of this fucking stuff. And then before you know it, we've missed the fucking deadline. Let's see, like is it child benefit?
Right.
Is that the thing? And we sent the thing off. You need to do it before they're 12 weeks old. So we done it like at week 9 or whatever. And we've not heard anything back. And then when you call them up, they says if it's not been 12 weeks since you sent it, just hang up the phone. So what happens if we wait another 12 weeks and say they've maybe lost the thing? So we've waited fucking 24 weeks.
Knowing the way the Scottish government do things, happen. Could very well happen.
You know, do you know? See, rather than letters, how about an online portal?
Wow. Blows
how,
my mind.
How would you make something like that?
I know, it's crazy.
Even at that, right, Katie, my story, right, Katie submitted her dissertation via the way you'd submit dissertations.
Turn it in, I've got PTSD about it.
So you turn it in, but then also submit it online. Submitted it, did all the things, blah, 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 they lost it. This is for a master's. And then they said, we can't grade it. And they were like... But the thing is, they then found it after the fact, but then they went, no, it's after the cutoff. She wouldn't have proved it. Long story short, she didn't get a master's.
What?
Yeah. Because it was after the cutoff and all that. She provided all the evidence, and then it was like pure rigmarole, this huge rigmarole for fucking ages after it. And then she just thought, fuck it. And she just had too much fucking stress and PTSD from it and just decided not to fucking even bother with it anymore. There's definitely a civil case there. 100%.
I would be there. Just
see if she ever gets bored.
just go for
something today.
I know.
Go for it.
Yep.
No.
So she never got a master's.
I would not let that go.
Yeah.
Aye.
Crazy.
Definitely aye. Not. I'd be at it like an Excel bully on a 5 year old.
You see that, Nisco Bride? Did you see that?
Actually, yes.
I did see fucking Excel bully get shot and up Calderwood.
Four times or something.
I think it was like six. It's fucking terrible for all parties involved.
Yes, I think
XL Bully owner, the owner of the dug that it was fucking scranning, just a shite fucking time for everybody. The police that had to fucking pull the trigger.
It was mad and all. Like, I feel like I didn't hear anything about XL Bullies until the band came out, and now all I'm hearing is stuff about XL Bullies.
I know.
Well, it's the new fucking, like, the Doberman. And it was the new Alsace. Do you know what I mean? Like, so see in the '90s, it was the Doberman that was the issue.
Was it?
I might not have been. Right, it might have been the Alsatian. And then before that, it was the Rottweiler. Or after that, it was the Rottweiler.
Okay.
But now it's XL Bullies.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I 100% think that there's a lot of really bad fucking owners out there. And so probably some dogs that maybe through no fault of their own, like, haven't been socialised, maybe are like dangers and threats and stuff. But it's fucking down to the owners and bad care and all that sort of shit.
It really is. It really is.
In both parties, usually.
Yeah.
Letting dogs run up to the other dogs and all that. Yeah. You should do that. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you'd like to think that all dogs are going to be friendly, aren't they? And people are right. Like, I've heard dog trainers talk about, like, oh, well, it's the small dogs actually carry like a lot of aggression and whatever. Mm. And I'm like, and I totally agree with that, because there's terriers.
You can punt a chihuahua, though, a chihuahua pick up an XL bully.
Exactly. Like, if a chihuahua's coming at you and it's fucking, you're not feared for your life.
No.
But if an XL bully is, like, I love dogs, but if an XL bully had to hold my arm, I'd be like, to the police as well. Is it going to hurt and fucking put this thing? It's misery. Do you know what I mean? Where I was trying to fucking stick a thumb up his ass or something. Still game. Apparently that's what they try to do. Apparently they try to like stick something up his ass, pin it down, and I think a guy pinned it down.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know. I feel like it is quite a big thing to be like, right, let's shoot the thing with a bullet rather than like a bit of sedation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
do tasers not work on dogs?
No idea. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I know that dogs are... Or jaw locks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it could make it worse.
Yeah, fuck.
It could make it worse. At the end of the day, see, the people can be very, very quick to be like, oh, it's terrible shooting the dog, it's fucking horrific. Like, it is, but if it was clamped around your neck, I'm pretty sure you'd want the same thing.
Yeah, or your kid, or
exactly,
something.
Or like, exactly, your child that fucking had a hold of that. I remember when I was younger, I got chased by a dog on my bike, and it was the most petrifying thing of my life. And it was a dug as well. It wasn't like a fucking
dog.
It was a dug.
It was a dug.
And I was getting chased for fucking ages on my bike, ages and ages and ages. And I was greeting. I was
he was
on my
18.
Bike up the my street.
That's probably
and it was on the next bike when I was cycling to the podcast.
Is that how you built the quads, man?
Yes.
Yeah. Been cycling for years.
Yeah, I've been chased off two dogs, right, before. So Dane Hedgie, and I was a wee guy, and I land in this cunt's garden, and like my two, three mates, they were doing it as well. My cousins, in fact, Brian Scott, they had landed first, but the guy obviously was at his front door smoking, had seen them land. So they'd went and jumped the next garden, and I was waiting till they two went over. So as I've landed, he was just fucking right there, man. And he just grabbed me. And I'm like, 10 or something like that, and this guy's just like, what are you fucking doing in my garden? Pulled me out. Then he opened his door and let his two dogs out, didn't he? And they fucking chased me.
Release the hounds.
These really? Two wee like lass apples chasing me. I've shit myself.
Big scary lass apples.
Like fuck. They're right up my ass, man. I got away from
them. My dad's a postie. He gets bit by dogs all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, it's just part of the job.
Nah, that doesn't.
His hands hanging off like fucking.
Yeah, that does not surprise me at all. Like sticking the hand through letterboxes and stuff like that. I remember even delivering newspapers. There'd be certain hussies that I would just be like, I would just chat the door and leave it at the front. The front bit, 'cause they had dogs and all that. Because and actually, one person used to ask for that because when you put it through the thing, it would just fucking chill.
My next door neighbour has a letter saying. Any mail, I think, look, you know exactly what that is.
I know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
Don't like just put it like next to the door because the dog goes off it.
Do you know that dogs see with humans, right?
Brilliant.
Fine. See with cats, fine. Right. Any dog within 500 yards.
Wants to come.
Really?
Aye.
Interesting.
That's fucking. Just mad.
Dog psychology is mad. Yeah. And the thing is as well, like, you hear so many things online about like what you should do and what you shouldn't do. You know, from all these dog trainers. And I feel like a lot of it's conflicting.
Yeah.
And then they all argue with each other, being like, you don't know anything about dog psychology. And I'm like, see, realistically, nobody knows because you're not a dog.
No.
I know. Dog's not telling you.
People just love fucking arguing. See the amount of comments on TikTok and Instagram I've got from yesterday's post. Most people be like, couldn't agree more, man. And then people like, well, no, like because of this, but just struggle to read between the lines. A bit of common sense.
What was yesterday's post?
Yesterday's post was basically
what you should run
because people get too fixated on all the bells and whistles when it comes to running, right? So how to look, the trainers, the gel, should I buy this, should I buy that, and they can't run. Without digging you, people can't run, right? So, like, don't know how to have a proper stride rate or what speed to run at, always running too quick, always trying to get a 5K every week, all these different things, running too hard. But because there's a lot of content out there that is the get ready with me's and fucking all that shit, right? And it just does so well. People just see that and they're not actually seeing the stuff that they need to see, right? So my wee post and that fucking just try and rope you in a wee bit and then give you a good bit of gold, right? A good value you actually need to fucking hear. But obviously I get people like, well done for putting off starter runners and stuff like that. They vests are amazing for carrying your keys and your water and your phone, and now you're just going to turn people off running and stuff like that.
People saying
good
that.
Job mate, aye all this. I'm like, aye. I literally just say shit like, new goal for you for 2024, learn how to read between the lines, like are we kissing all that and like
Mate, this is the thing, right? I don't own I've had the same pair of running trainers for 4 years. I don't own a vest, a thing, a whatever, right? Pair of AirPods, same pair of running shoes for the past 4 years. I probably ran more than that person. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know it's also not as if see somebody, imagine somebody did fucking go out, they got all the gear, they get the what are they called, Vaporfly, Aeroflip, all that shit, right? And then they saw Danny's video of him going like that.
That was brilliant.
And then they go, oh, I'm just not going to run now. That's not going to happen.
No, I said, fuck.
If it is going to happen, that person was a fucking loser anyway. And they were looking for an excuse not to run.
Whole question I ask, are you into how you look or are you into running? Like, what is it you're into?
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? A lot of people are, unfortunately, it's just how to fucking look. Do I look cool? Am I going to get a nice few likes my picture? I've got all the bells and whistles. This is the thing. So I'm like, read between the lines. I'm not saying don't fucking have the shit. I've got it all. You ask me what I've got it, do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying
they're all
that,
the 1% though, aren't they? Maybe add 1% of it.
Change running for almost any other sport though. Like for CrossFit, for weightlifting, for strongman, for whatever, right? You change the sport to a different thing, right? The same stuff applies.
Yep.
I get people that can't fucking snatch 40 kilos. Do I need weightlifting shoes and a belt? And I'm like, nah, mate. You need to be able to hold a bar over your head.
Aye, man.
Do that first.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Without crumbling at the fucking bits. Like, it's so true.
Change topic in a second. I'm actually really glad you're making the kind of videos like that. I fucking hate social media now with the whole get ready with me.
You're such a miserable bastard.
Oh, miserable,
you know,
bastard. I hate trends so much. And do you know what really bothers me, right?
Let us know, bro.
Let us know. What really bothers you?
Just people aren't authentic with their stuff. See, whenever they're fucking, this will be me as well, probably they're chucking out content and stuff. They're just doing it because they've saw someone else do it, right? Birds, all the time, right? Mm-hmm. They'll record videos of themselves lifting weights, but then they'll deliberately put in a section where they're fixing their leggings.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A jig. That little jig.
You've put that in deliberately. You don't need to put that in there, but you've done that because you saw someone else do that. Why are you doing that?
A little jiggle.
Yeah, I'm fixed.
The more blatant one is when they get their middle fingers and then place it underneath the crevice of their ass and then double lift. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Aye. So they're Yeah. It's mad. And then also, any exercise, ass shot.
Yeah.
Bicep curls, I'm going to do it. You're going to look at me from behind.
It's just unfair.
It's the only thing they have to bring to the table.
It's likable.
Yeah, it's the only thing they have to bring to the table.
Algorithm friendly. And do you know what? I'm not doing it. And you guys are all... But getting hundreds of likes doesn't necessarily mean hundreds of business.
Right. See if you were a butt that had a giant ass, would you do the same?
I'd have it all the time.
Of course you would.
I'm actually just raging because I've not got an ass.
You try to tell me you wouldn't wear the leggings like that, with the creases like that, and you wouldn't film your content like that? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm a man of principles, so yeah, that is what I'm telling you.
He's lying.
I would be doing that. Then now I'd be getting my fucking massive quads out because that's what all the girls want to see in my short shorts.
It's like helping people should be the number one priority, right?
I know.
People also need to make a fucking buck, right? So they're like, that gets 20 likes, but it gets fucking usually 1,000 likes, but if I put my ass in it, 20,000 likes.
But this is why what you're doing is good, because you reel them in with that. Oh, I get ready with me for a 10k run. Oh, I love watching this shite. And then you're like that.
Aye.
Right.
Roping them.
So that's good. So you fucking keep doing that. Because the thing is too, what's good about that is that you rope in new audiences.
Yeah.
Like people that know you will catch on to it and get bored. Aye. But you're reaching new people, and I think that's fucking great, and I think that's cool. And I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah. There you go, brother.
I'm gonna steal it, and I'm gonna use it for my own.
I'm gonna start making recipe videos and doing a wee dance.
No, you're not.
Every single time.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Fuck off. I'm actually just not. I just hate it, man.
I think you personally need to start unfollowing people.
Can I tell you something?
I've unfollowed. I'm making a change on my Instagram. I think a lot of PTs did this, right? And we can go into the PT chat in a wee second, but it's like the mass following that they do. Like, let's follow hundreds of people. Hopefully they follow back and get a client. I think that's a bad way to do business. I think it's a bad way, and I think it's dated. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it works.
Yeah, I stopped
it. So I tried it. And then, see if I see someone on my Instagram that I don't directly know or friends with or talk to, I've just kind of been unfollowing. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, because I spend too much time on my phone as is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why am I looking at people that I would never know?
Susie's Wayne's first birthday party.
Don't give a fuck, mate. Mm-hmm. Don't care. All I care about is legacy. Don't care. And sit there until. I don't fucking care.
I hope he makes a comeback.
He won't.
Dang, that's him.
Just think about how many topics we've spoke about in this podcast. We've went for that, man.
All over the fucking shop. We literally are all over the shop.
Man, I don't get a lot of social interaction, right?
So when you get it all out in the podcast?
Aye, literally.
Right, let's go. Topic change, you want to change it?
There was a topic change before the topic change.
Yeah, what was it?
What were we just talking about, though? I need to gain the...
We were chatting. I was chatting about the things that I fucking hate to see, and then we were chatting about. I can't even fucking remember. It's totally went out of my head. But you wanted to chat about the thing.
I've lost it. But anyway, PTs.
Yes,
right, PTs. I've seen a trend of what happens with a lot of PTs, and I think we slide into it. And I think like one of three things happen: they either coach other PTs.
Mm-hmm.
Open a gym,
mm-hmm.
or open a something, or like, right?
What's that one?
What does it mean?
Like they kind of get a lot of them. Can I not maybe get stuck? Maybe get like whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like get to a point where they don't really get that many more clients. They don't really get that many more whatever,
uh-huh.
And they kind of stay there.
Yep.
And some of them quit and do something else, or some of them just stay there, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so I'm thinking, right? And again, this could, you might find yourselves in one of these categories. It's like, what does that person do?
So what's their next step?
What's the next step? What's the, because you see the evolution of personal trainers, they open facilities or they coach other personal trainers how to be personal trainers. That's the new kind of boom.
Right, got it. Mm-hmm,
but like, mm-hmm. Where does a personal trainer that's been doing it for, say, as long as you guys, is there a next step? Do they need to do something else? What's the next thing? What's the evolution of a personal trainer? Like, should you plan it? Should you, like, what's
I
the,
don't think you should plan it.
No?
I don't think you should plan it. I reckon it could be a bit of everything. I think it could go to a bit of everything. I don't think it necessarily would be like one bracket. You've got like Marchon, for example. They've obviously got fucking sick online shit going on. They've got sick group training going on. They've got the clothing brand new. They've done Athenex or whatever it is. They've got LFPC or whatever it's called. And that's them coaching coaches now. Mm-hmm. They're doing fucking everything. Mm-hmm. So I reckon it could be just a mixture of it all. But I feel like that's not a bad goal to have. But for the people that maybe aren't doing that, I think it's then creating a brand that can surpass them.
Because I don't necessarily...
It could be like a good goal for the... Because I guess it's, do you want to go down there, Rich?
Yeah, right? You don't necessarily have to have a giant this, no. A giant that, a giant whatever. But it's like, what is the... In order for that person to be engaged in the thing, like, what's the next... What do they do? Like, for yous, for example, mm-hmm. like, what yous have done has, like, kind of changed who you work with. That's evolved uh-huh. as yous have evolved. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
I was yep. chatting about this today, actually. I've got a client that's now is kind of creating their own business and stuff, and she's kind of chatting about niches and all that. And I said to her, "Look, my niche has fucking changed several times yeah. over the years, right? As has yours. Yours, maybe
kind of not. It definitely has. Yeah, yeah, it has.
A little bit. Yeah. That is fluid with time yep. as you change.
And
as
you need
you grow.
To be sound with it.
Uh-huh. And that just needs to happen. But if the person is, and I'm guessing you mean kind of like stuck, like." Income wise, they're not growing. They've just been doing the same kind of things. Yeah, is that what you're
saying? No, not necessarily that. Not necessarily that. It's just more like the evolution, just as a whole, from someone that wants to be a personal trainer. Like, just like, what is it? Like, what's the? I just wanted to talk openly about
the next kind of steps.
Yeah, like what you do, like the avenues you go down. Is there a right one? Is there a wrong one? What could you do if someone's stuck? Like,
yeah, do you know what I think? Do you know? And it changes with time as well. Because prior to COVID, I hated in-person training, right?
You did.
COVID happened.
Do you think that's because you were just burnt out from it, rather than the actual...
Burnt out from it, but I was also training the wrong people, uh-huh. right? So massively training the wrong people. People that fucking don't want to change, right?
So there's somebody that goes to work, and if everybody at work wear uh-huh. pains in the asses, you're going to be fucking miserable.
So then COVID happens, flipped online, love online, right? The world opens back up again. People kind of want a little bit more in-person training. I enjoy training people in person that want to train. See, if you want to come, if you're going to go to the gym and you're going to moan, oh, fucking step up, right? You can fuck off. Get the fuck out of my face. I've got no interest in even speaking to you. Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
it's hard to help someone that doesn't want to help themselves.
Yeah, 100%. The point I'm making is that person, right, they need to really have a think about who it is they want to serve.
Yeah.
Right, and then from that, figure out the best way to do that. So CrossFit, for example, open up a CrossFit gym. You can do it online. Perfect. Runners, run clubs, mm-hmm. shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's... That's certainly the trend is coming back to like community again and coming back to like, that's why I think run clubs are so popular. That's why I think like just generally meeting up and being with people is like a popular
people
thing to do
again. People selling their gyms and all that, remember?
Like, but even
going online
that,
and yeah, like, because they were like, oh, don't need that anymore.
But you say
it
that.
Just went full circle.
You say that, but then... Obviously, who we had on the podcast, I was going to say last week, last month or whatever.
Last week in the cyberspace world.
Last episode in the spider space world.
In the Spider-Verse.
David and his company, MTN, have just launched their 12-week peak. It's just happened, and that's fucking
Wild.
Went wild.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? I think he's probably close to 500 signups.
Fucking class.
So like when you look at that, it's like, well, it's not dead, is it?
No.
Do you know what I mean? There's still like a, the market's there.
Yep.
The market's there.
I think that what he's done is a goal. Wait, is there a photo shoot as big as that in the UK?
Probably
in
not.
Europe?
Not that I know. But then again, would we know what's happening in London or that? Yeah, there's not one that I know of.
Well, like, I would be surprised, man. It's that big. So, like, I think it's so clear what he's doing, but he's like at the top of it. He is at the top of it. MTN in general, him and all the trips are at the top of it. That's where I would like to get to.
Is it okay?
In the running space. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to get to. I would like to have that authority, that type of presence in a program that is like offering that fucking much.
Yeah, that'd be class. Like,
that'd be sick, man.
Yeah.
I think there's scope for that, especially within running.
Aye,
I think there's definitely scope for that.
100%. There is. Going to keep build. You just need to build the brand. Everybody needs to build a brand and fucking get it in the faces of people.
This is what I've come to realise, right? Is that people don't buy the program. People think they buy the program, right? And they don't, right? It's they buy the. They buy, and obviously people have said iterations of this in the past, but they buy like the lifestyle of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you live the life that that person wants to live?
Yep.
And I think that's why guys like George Heaton, for example, are so prevalent. Ollie Marchand, yep, are so prevalent in the fitness space because people look at their lives and be like, I want my life to be like that. Therefore, they buy into whatever they sell. Yeah, whatever they sell. And I think that within all of our niches, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easy. You just live the life that you want to live.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what's funny? You can tell people who are charlatans, who are kidding you on, who are saying, "Oh, this is the fitness. These are all the things that we do and all that." And they actually don't fucking do it themselves.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So see someone who's really good at it, who is like an Ollie Marchand and stuff. See, like Mark Rhodes, for example,
who's
ex-military, fucking out on the hills all the time, lives and breathes his program. Like, you can tell who those people are.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't talk your way to an ultra marathon. You can't like shout about how good you are at doing it and then do it. You need to fucking,
you need to have those miles under your
feet. Aye.
Yeah, that's so, that becomes the thing. And it's well, it's like when I was saying that people don't buy the program or buy the thing, I think that I've realised that as I do this thing, this coaching thing, is that I've come to realise more and more, it's like it's not actually about the programme or the sets and reps. A lot of the times as well, it's like I think people's jobs as coaches is about giving the people that you work with the belief that they can do the thing that they want or that you have done.
100%.
Because they look at what you've done potentially. For most cases, for good programmes, the person that heads them up or runs them, most of the people that join it, they join it because they want the level of success that person has in that thing.
Yeah.
Right? Typically, a lot of the time, like they might see you doing an ultra and they're like, I want to do an ultra. And they might see you being a fuck. Don't need a coach, you don't need whatever, go do it. Like, knocking her down, basically. Mm-hmm. She was telling me this, I was like, that's fucking wild.
Crazy.
Even if you couldn't, even if you're miles away, I would still word it in a way that it would at least give you the belief to go out and try.
Well, how far are you going to get, right?
Exactly. Cut a long story short, after working with her from like December, she's then done it. Right? She's then went and done like a bar muscle up or whatever.
Right? Well, she sent him a video saying, fuck you.
She did. But then the guy responded with something else, like, oh, go do this now or something. And I'm like, guy, she's a wanker.
Yeah,
right?
Shite coach.
But I was like, kudos to you to like I hope she does, really hope she doesn't mind me sharing this, but kudos to you for actually like
fuck going out there, under the bus,
not listening to him,
doing it, listen to me, and actually doing the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I think that it, regardless of what you write down, sets and reps wise, do this drill, do that drill, run at this tempo, like lift these weights. Like, I think that if you just give someone the belief that they can do the thing, that's the thing that ultimately matters most to a coach. I think
that's great, man.
Fantastic.
Sub bought us a knowledge bomb.
Rapper. Wrap it up. I'm something me and you are not very good at doing.
No. The only one that is good at wrapping up is Danny. Yeah. We are bad at that. We are bad at that.
And this is true.
It's accurate.
No, being a 34-year-old fucking man, that's kind of things I think about.
What about?
Because I'm like 34. It's not happened yet.
He wants babies.
What's going on?
Maybe shouldn't mind.
What's going on? Do you know what I mean?
Nah, you'll be fine. I hope.
Rabbit roll.
And that was episode something.
64
or 60 something. We need to fucking keep doing
write
these.
It down.
And fucking, I don't even know what to say now.
Don't be a
ho and share the show. I've been with Dobbers. Like, comment, Instagram.
Shout out your mom.
Peace. Goodbye.
Peace.
Share it.
Share it.